Shading Grass, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. OSU plant researcher Dr. Chad Higgins did an experiment with dryland grasses where one section was shaded by solar panels, the other was not. For grasses in the shaded areas,
they use water slower. That allowed the soil water to remain longer. Those grasses grew for almost 2 more months than the grasses in the uncontrolled area. And because they had a longer growing season, they outpaced, by the end of the season, those control grasses to the point where there was 90% more grass under the panels than in the open area. It's a combination between light and water that was behind our results. Anyone that's got trees in their yard and doesn't irrigate their lawn can understand the basics of this. That shaded area, your grass is greener for a longer time before it runs out of water. It's a simple thing. It's a straightforward thing to understand, but it wasn't something that people were thinking about before. If we want to manage light as we would manage water or nutrients or fertilizer or soil health, it's light as a farm resource that can be managed is the idea that's behind this. And by managing the light, we actually can have a dial on how much water the plants use. So if we're in a dryland condition or we're in a condition where there's not a lot of water, by managing the light, we can actually take stress away from plants. The plants become a little happier. They actually can be a lot more productive in those conditions than in the really dry conditions.
So happy plants, healthier plants. Produced by the Ag Information Network.